Just like, don't forget potato chips. Guy's potato chips.
Guy's potato chips. And now, if you were, if you needed, if you, like again, working in the lunchroom, if you had needed something and you were too busy to go after it yourself, you might tell someone
to go get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please do this for me?
Do you remember children playing hide and seek?
Yeah, I did. Lots
and you
of
play that? Mm-hmm. Well, now, they'd be talking about, you know, in that hide and seek game, they'd have to run in and touch the,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that? The
base.
Oh, you can remember that even?
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing.
I used to play croquet. We had a croquet set, and when they all were gone somewhere else and I'd be there,
mm-hmm.
I just played croquet all the time, and I could go through everyone and hit the post and win, you know, without ever stopping.
Mm.
I would go that's how much I played.
Mm. You must have been really good. I used to play croquet when I was a girl, but I don't think I was that good.
I'd like to play it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I know, put the two wickets long here
mm-hmm.
in the post
mm-hmm.
and the double in the middle and two over here and two on there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know how to put them up.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were going to meet someone in town and they might say, now, Miss Edgman, let's meet in town. Now, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you were about to punish a child, the child might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
And sometimes instead of saying a man was in a good mood, another way of saying good mood might be say he was in a good
humor.